The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Coming at you live from the new office. It's the 4th of June, my guys. How the fuck did it get there so quickly? We jump right into the ads, guys. Shout out to Manscaped, our old school sponsor. Has been there from day one. This won't be like the ad that we played at the live podcast where there was a bit of nudity. You know what I mean? We did a bit of a joke. There we are. We got the Manscaped right there. Oh, it's buzzing. You know the crack, guys. It's the world's leading tool for men's below the belt grooming. Get those nuts ready for summer with this lawnmower. Well, that's actually the lawnmower 3.0. We got the lawnmower 4.0 over here. You know the crack, guys. If you're a guy like me and you're a hairy guy like me, get onto that. It's snag free. You know, you can go with your nuts half steaming and you're going to be absolutely fine. You're not going to be shaving any prosciutto off them. But they got a whole range of stuff. They got box. You order the package. You order the care package. You got like you got a travel bag in there. You got the boxers. You got the ball toner. You got the ball deodorant. If you don't want your nuts to smell like a packet of Worcester sauce in the winter. So that's manscaped.com. If you listen to this podcast, go to manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBANT1. You get 20% off. This is a high quality product. They're not giving them away. But if you go on that website, you'll get a top shelf product with 20% off if you use the code GEMBANT1. And that's it, my guys. Shout out to them. And our second sponsor, of course, is Calm.com, the Calm app. If you go to Calm.com, use the code BANTER. If you just go to Calm.com/banter and you want to download this app, you can do, and you will get 40% off your yearly subscription, which is incredible. They got all your guided meditations. Everybody needs it these days, you know. Everybody needs a bit of mindfulness. Everyone needs grounded. Everyone's got a bit of anxiety. It's an anxious time. Get the Calm app. Go to calm.com/banter and get 40% off. You can get the adult sort of nighttime stories. You got Matthew McConaughey putting you to sleep. You got all sorts of things on there. You got breathing exercises, mindfulness techniques. It's all on there. It's essential for modern day living. calm.com/banter. 40% off. Let's start this goddamn thing.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Yeah, we're jumping straight in. We're gonna just go straight in with this clip because it's hard to avoid. You know, we've had this clip a million times. I've had it sent to me more times than I can remember, and let's just go for it. This one in particular is on Graffiti of Northern Ireland page. They've sent me stuff before. Shout out to them.
One more time.
Yeah.
Next one.
Up a Moona bypass.
M goodies or scrappers.
M goodies or
scrappers. You said it. If we go. One more time.
Our boy is in. I mean, fuck knows where that is. I'm going to guess Ghana.
Yeah.
Next one.
There's a class full of, you know, what I imagine are small African children. And this glue bag, this absolute fucking...
Fuck up,
one mate. Of them boys is like literally fucking...
Go. One more time.
Yeah.
You. NI Classic.
Up a Moona bypass.
And last one. M goodies or scrappers.
M goodies.
Poor kids are probably like, what are goodies? And he's like, it's a pair of fucking trainers, mate. You might get some one of these days, you know what I mean? Play your cards right. God forgive me. But the guy's voice alone is the sort of guy where you're like, how did they let you teach anybody? You know, listen to the guy's voice.
One more time.
He's not far off.
Will you fuck up,
you know what I mean? He's the voice that I put on when I'm like, here. He's went in there and went, I could teach a load of kids a bit of English over in fucking wherever it is, Ghana. I'll go, mate. I'll go. I'll teach them a bit of English and all. So, well, oh, great. What sort of qualifications do you have? I don't know, mate, but you know what I mean? I've taught a few barmen on holiday how to say different stuff in Northern Irish and all, like, so it'll be no problem to me to just go over there and be like, here, classroom of small African children, can you say, yeah? And they're like, yeah. The only thing missing there was get her bucked. I mean, the guy would be in jail. The guy would be in jail if he was turning around to these kids and being like, hey, get her bucked. And they're like, get her bucked. You know that's going to infiltrate. You know, you listen to Blind Boy and he's like, how come there's, you know, Salt Bay's turning around going, avocado, and saying it in this fucking Limerick accent. That's exactly what's going to happen there. You know, you're going to see, like, you know, in 20 years' time, they'll be like, what? Here we are in the middle of Ghana and we are wondering why these children are cycling past each other screaming, get her bucked! A long time ago, a man came to me and he was a wise man from Ireland and he taught us beautiful sayings such as, up your holy big job, bro. It was beautiful times. It was beautiful times. He was the wise white devil who came over here and he said to us the wise words, your God is our scrappers. And we did not know what it meant, but we felt what it meant. And now we scream it to strangers. Okay? When I need to give a signal to my friend when we are out hunting. By the way, I don't think if you make it to a classroom, wherever that is, you're ever going to be doing any hunting of lions. But, you know, sometimes we'd be hunting the lions. And instead of giving a signal to my brothers, I will just go, up the motor bypass! That was Jamaican. But somehow when it blends, it makes for an interesting accent from Jamaica. Them goodies are scrappers.
Yeah!
Unbelievable. But I used to do material about that. You will see guys like that going over to... It's always that guy's voice. That guy's voice. Like, they wouldn't let him teach in this country. You know what I mean?
Right, kids, here today we're learning about Oxbow Lakes, for fuck's sake.
Like, what the fuck could he possibly be teaching? All right, lads, today we're learning about fucking isosceles triangles. No, fuck's sake. Up a Mona bypass, you wee cunts.
It's fucking basic biology, you know what I mean? We take this fucking old shit here and put this acid in it and it squirts a load of fucking foam all over the place. You just can tear away at that there. I'm going to be fucking over here in Tinder, you know what I mean? Fucking yeah!
Guys wearing, you know, like, when they try and dress up, you still got the Nike Air Max on, you know what I mean? What a fucking savage. I'm afraid, Mr. Johnson, we're not going to be able to allow you to teach English in this country because you barely have a grasp on it yourself.
Well, I'll fucking show you, mate. I'm in fucking Liberia teaching these cunts how to speak properly, you know what I mean? These wee kids running around just fucking, hey, you fucking stupid bastard! Yeah! Up a fucking rat!
I wonder were they the clean ones that he kept for the internet? Hey, kids, here, go up.
Yeah, can you say that? Yeah. Can you say this one?
Up the rat. Absolutely. Up the rat. Anyway, absolute gold material from that dude. Absolutely. One more time. Give it one more time.
Yeah. Next one.
Up a Mona bypass.
Up a Mona bypass.
Up a Mona bypass.
I don't even know where fucking Mona bypass is. I'm gonna have to Google that myself here. Let me just see. Mona. Oh, for fuck's sake. Mona bypass. Is it East Belfast? Is it? I have no fucking idea. Up away. Let me see maps. Let me see where it's near. I mean, I live in the fucking country now. We just... bro, don't fucking... Mona bypass. I can't even find it. Is there such a place? Glen Road? I have no fucking idea, man. I mean, I have an office in West Belfast and I still don't know it too well. I could take it to McDonald's, no sweat, of course. Fat boy rules, but here. Anyway, let's hit that general banter section. Hell yeah, what's the big man been up to? I had a brief holiday, guys, if you can allow me that. Pre or post live podcast, which I'll get to in a minute. We took ourselves to Donegal because I've barely been in my house with my family. So I decided, let's go up to Donegal and we'll rent an Airbnb and we'll stay there. And let me tell you something. We did fuck all, which is exactly what I wanted to do. Do you know why sometimes you're like, actually, I was listening to that on something and they were like, you know, people take these holidays and they plan everything. They're like, oh, I've got this itinerary that I'm going to get through every day. And they're like, that's not a holiday. That's just more fucking tasks you have to get through it when you're on holiday. You should go on holiday, bring a book and do fuck all. And I did bring a book, but unfortunately we had a 2.5, well, no, unfortunately. Fortunately, we had a 2.5-year-old with us and I managed about 16 pages of the rum diary. You know what I mean? I was feeling Johnny Deppy, you know, and I decided I would revisit the rum diary, which my wife bought me. Maureen bought me that, and there was a little message on the inside when she bought me, and she was like, here you go. You know, like people used to do that. You buy someone a book, you write the fucking names in it. But Maureen wrote it, and she's like, here, best of luck learning to read, you fucking div. And I was like, listen, do you not know I have some sort of attention disorder? I struggle with reading, okay? I can listen to shit all day, spit it back to you verbatim. But the reading comes as a struggle. You know what I mean? I'm a fidgety big bastard. But yeah, I was reading that and I was like, do you know what? Hunter S. Thompson is my guy. Because the guy writes the way I think, which is in fucking 3-word sentences coming at you like, you know, you nearly put on the voice ring. And I went in here and this guy worked in here and his name was this and da-da-da-da. He's fucking loads of sentences, man. Colin Discovers Reading. Welcome to Colin Discovers Reading. His favourite author to date is Hunter S. Thompson because he speaks like a fucking guy who eats only Coke. But I enjoyed it. So we went up there. We did fuck all, man. It was great. We went to a house that we go to quite frequently. And it's got a little private beach. And, you know, the joys, man. The joys of just letting a child run around in his fucking nappy. You know, just tear away, man. No worries here. No one can even see us. And we had a great time. And that was it. And, oh, yes, I forgot to tell you this. I recorded a Patreon podcast for you guys, okay? And I did it in a van. We borrowed a van. It was a Volkswagen Caravelle, which is basically a van with a fucking boardroom in the back, you know? Hey, do you want a van that you can have, like, a secret mafia-style meeting around a small table? It's basically like a private booth in a restaurant on wheels. And I was like, right, Maureen, Eddie, they're fucking about, you know, watching fucking Old MacDonald Had a Farm for the 90,000th time. And I was like, I'm going to sneak off to the van here with the recording equipment and the microphones and everything. And I fully felt like I was on a stakeout. You know, when you see those movies when someone's like, you see a van, it's like, oh, fucking, you know, Pacino's Pizza. And then inside it, there's a guy just going, firing out Morse code. That was me in the van. And I did a podcast, guys. The sound was amazing because it was in a van that was all cushions and shit. And we did that. And I took the card out of the fucking sound recorder. And it didn't work. And let me tell you something. Did I scream in the hills of Donegal? I didn't scream the words of the song Hills of Donegal, but did I fucking, was I sitting there by myself just going, you fucking can't, never again, again, I'm gonna get so much shit for this, in the middle of Donegal like a fucking lunatic. There's nothing, do you know what, I've been through some shit in my life, right? I don't know if I've ever felt loss like that. There was one time we recorded with fucking Liam McCourt, the fighter, you know, MMA superstar, and she came in, like, right close to her fight, spoke to us, probably made time for it, trying to promo her fight, and as soon as she left, it didn't, and Al was fucking doing all the panic face, hitting the buttons, and he goes, I don't think that recorded, and I was like, put a bullet in my mind! And it happened again in Donegal, and I was like, man, that would have been such a lovely little podcast to put on on Patreon, you know, a nice quiet podcast recorded by the sea, and I lost my mind. But here we are. We'll make up for it. We'll do this, and we'll do the half hour power hour, and hopefully we can make up for it. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got the Austin vlog and the live podcast going online. Let's revisit the live podcast, guys. Shout out to everyone who came out to that, by the way. Oh my God, legendary times. That was just an absolute, would you say, flex of a gig? I don't know. I mean, you get into show business and you're like, okay, we'll do this as, you know, some people are like, we'll do this as a financial move. You know, there's like some sort of exponential growth as you develop. This one was basically just, it's gonna, you know, we're gonna sell all the tickets. It's gonna cost a fucking fortune because the place isn't really set out to do a podcast in. But I was like, let's do it. Let's take the hit of the costs. And my God, were there costs? Oh my fucking days. You know, the sort of, you know, they're like, it's a big empty room. We might need some drapes to capture some or to catch a bit of this sound. And I'm like, sweet, how much is that? And they're like, 50 grand. It wasn't really, but it was, you know, like just mental fees. Don't get into it, guys. Just fucking whatever job you have, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. But it was just one of them things. It was creeping up. It was getting closer. And then the closer it got, they were like, oh, you've sold, like, I think the total capacity was 1,050. And they're like, okay, you've like 900 and something sold. And I was like, okay. And I did a final push and that sold out. And then you turn up in the venue and you see guys putting seats out and you go, how many seats is that? And they're like 300. And I'm like, oh my God. Because you look at the amount of seats that are already out and you go, fuck me. That is so many people. Like, you forget about that. Like, everyone's so caught up with social media. Like, oh, I have fucking 10,000 followers. Do you know what 10,000 people looks like? If you put 1,000 people in front of you and we're like, these are all the people that follow you online and fucking buy your tickets and go and see you, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, fair play to me. But like, fucking hell, it was crazy. And it just, oh my God, there was this guy, I don't know if he listens to this or not, but we were setting up and the side doors of the Telegraph were open. And all I heard was, I mean, like this, I was like, I felt like I was in a simulation where you're like, this fucking spide appears at the side, full smacked out. And he's like, yo, Colin. He's coming like in the side door, the fire door at the side. Well, Colin, what's the crack at all? And I'm like, what's happening, bro? A lot of smacks dress like they haven't seen the entire world parody the smacks, you know? They're like, oh, you know, if I wanted to dress like a smack, I would definitely go get the fucking all grey tracksuit, the all black Air Max, you know, the fucking body warmer. And a wee hat all curled up like this with a wee bits of hair. And I'd be like, fucking yeah. And that's how you parody it. And yet these guys are just fucking, they just stick to it. They're like, aye, fucking, you're fucking having a laugh, but I'm still going to dress like this. And the guy turned up, he was about my age. And he's like, yo, Colin. Fair play to him for knowing my real name. Colin, fucking party planner and all. Fucking, out of his mind. You know, definitely, you smell the glue off him. And he's like, yo, fucking, what's happening? Though? And, he's like, what are you doing in here? And I was like, sure, I live here, bro. And he's like, ha ha, very funny. You doing a show? And I was like, I'm doing a show, mate. He's like, have you any spare tickets? As if I was just going to be like, yes, mate, hold on. Ticketmaster have sent me a stack of tickets here. And they very promptly closed the fire doors. The staff did. So that was an experience. But it was like... It was like the Truman Show. You're like, are you a real person or were you just a plant here to give me fuel for this podcast that I'm about to record later? It was incredible. I mean, that was hilarious. And then that coupled with we were trying to leave the building to go to the apartment we were staying in for the night. Shout out Dream Apartments. We'll get to that. But this old man came up and it was very sad. And he's like, hello, I was just, could you tell me where the office is? And I was like, what office are you looking for? And he goes, oh, I was just going to put an ad in the paper to sell something. And I was like, my man, they don't do it here anymore. And he had the fucking mask on his face, you know, to protect him from COVID. And I was very sad. I was like, man, I felt like giving him a lift. I was like, man, we'll Google it. We'll find out where the new office is. By the way, fuck knows what the Belfast Telegraph is nowadays. Just one incel under the stairs like fucking Harry Potter. You know, it's not a big factory printing papers anymore with fucking old school reporters. Hey, fucking, got the Got the scoop on this. No, the Belfast Telegraph's more like, who's leaving the courts? Which paramilitary's leaving the courts now? What's he been doing? Dog fighting? And, and fucking, what the fuck am I talking about? Oh, Jesus Christ. But I was like, I have no idea what shape or form that is in right now. I was like, never mind a building. You'd be quicker finding a fucking, you know, just an email, my man. But it was very sad. He's like, he's probably like, the wife wants to sell an old chest of drawer. I'm glad he still had the wife, even. You know what I mean? Because I would have felt fucking terrible if he's like, the wife croaked it there and I'm just trying to sell her fucking, her Yeezys. I don't. But if it was just like, oh man, I'm sorry. It's not here. He's like, okay, I'll go and figure something out. Ah. What is the Belfast Telegraph now? Is it one of those things where, like, you go to click on a link and it's like, you got to pay for this? And you're like, I'm not paying for shit for a 3-day-old story. Are you mental? But anyway, we went and stayed in the Dream Apartments. I don't know what the crack is these days. Like, you're seeing footage from Dublin Airport. If someone was going, oh, you've won a trip all-inclusive to fucking Dubai for a week. All expenses paid, you can have whatever you want, we've got you a G-Wagon to drive around in the way. I'd be like, you, not in a fucking million years would I queue for fucking, like, people are going at 2 in the morning to get like an 8 o'clock flight.
Will you fuck up too?
Get in my asshole. In Dublin Airport, no wonder fucking these traveller folk are punching the fucking head of each other. What else is there to do?
Just, I've played all the fucking games and all now, do you want a boxing match?
Boys beating the fuck out of each other. Do you know what's so funny? There are unwritten rules in fighting, because these boys, you know, they were swinging at each other. You know, like, there's any two people can, the two people that you want to be fighting each other are two people who can't really fight, because they're just fucking swinging and missing. Not that I can fight at all, but like, they're swinging and missing, and they're flailing all over the place. And then sometimes you see someone who can fight and it's fucking scary. Like, I've seen a number of videos where there's like fucking 3 or 4 people scuffling outside a club and no one's really, they're all falling over and people are slipping and missing and whatever. And then someone hits a bouncer and then like a bouncer, whoever he is, can fight, and he just grabs 4 people and goes bang, bang, bang. Just, you know, one punch each, knocked out. When people can't really fight, they just let them fight away. Fucking 45 minutes. You know, you're sitting in Starbucks in the airport, like, terrible, hey, fucking don't come near me. And these two boys are swinging and missing and grabbing each other's collars and fucking tearing t-shirts off. And then one boy comes along, puts his phone in his pocket, just bang, hits the guy, and everyone's like, oh my God. And then he falls to the floor and someone kicks him in the... But, you know, there's a respectful way to fight. You know, you're fucking swinging at each other, someone falls to the ground. The second someone kicked someone in the head, everybody was like, what? Jesus fucking Christ, man. They'll rush in. That's enough. And, but, you know, like, I think if I was in an airport for 4 hours, I'd be like, I might fucking just deck someone over here. I'd just start shouting shit. Fucking boo, you're fucking... I'd be like, your goddies are scrappers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, I'd be like, I've been through all the Dixons, you know what I mean? I bought my duty-free fucking headphones. I'm all covered in perfume. I've got 3 pairs of Ray-Bans on, 8 Casios, and I'm like, I'm fucking bored here. Who wants to fucking fight? You know? Your flight's been delayed. Right, I just stand straight up. Right, who wants to fucking go? Let's fucking go. Rip my own t-shirt off. Mon the fuck? I'll fucking fight you. You fucking bastard. What else is there to fucking do? I wouldn't, honest to God. Me and Maureen had the chat, and she was like, oh, we gotta get Eddie a passport and all. And I was like, for fuck's sake. They're taking about 5 months. Everyone wants to leave the country. Anyway, my point was, what the fuck is going on with travel and hotels? We went to Action Bronson, tried to get a hotel. They turned around, they were like, you couldn't get a fucking hotel for less than £900. And you're like, what is going on in Dublin? Like, who is in the likes of the Gibson Hotel? Just a load of fucking Arab sheikhs walking around. Hello. Like, just the richest people on earth staying there for one night. Are you fucking out of your mind, man? We actually met a bunch of lads at Action Bronson. We probably talked about this on the last podcast, but they were like, oh, we're just here on the piss. And I was like, where are you staying? Because there's about fucking 20. No one's got £900 a night round here. Maybe all fucking 15 of you chipped in for one room. And they're like, nah, we're going back to Belfast in the 4:30 bus. And I was like, oh my God, that's the same as queuing up in Dublin Airport for me. I'm like, oh, yep, I'll put my fucking head under the wheel of the bus before I get on that bus at 4:30 pished. Unbelievable. Everywhere just costs I don't know what the fucking crack is. People just trying to make up lost time or something. You want to stay here? You want to drop your bags off and then go to fucking Bell Sonic and then come back? £1,400. You're like, this is the Ibis ETAP. This is basically a masturbatorium. I'm skidding on jizz and you're charging me nine. You know, it's fucking, it's the only place where you phone down a reception. Like, could you get me an ambulance, please? Why, what seems to be the problem? I have walked into this room, which smelled like Dolce & Gabbana light blue and fag smoke, and I've slipped on semen and broke my ankle. Sorry, you're in the Bartlett suite. What? Yeah, these places that are basically you would take a fucking prostitute for. I mean, you used to be able to get that for £41. You could just take a fucking, you could take a prostitute, kill one, leave, no one would ever find out, £41. And now they're like, do you want to stay in here? £90,000. Anyway, my point is, I'm straying way off classic banter on the Gender Banter podcast. Welcome. my point is, we stayed in the Dream Apartments in Belfast. And someone told me if you go on the TikTok and type it in, you'll see just all the nightmares people have had in there. And we were okay. You know, we had a nice flat. It was fine. It was fine, weren't in it long, it was all good. But yeah, some of the horror stories you see online, people fucking going in there, and they're like fucking, they're like, I paid fucking £900 for one night in this place, and I went in, and there's an actual dead body in the bed, so what am I supposed to do with that? Not quite, but people are like, the bin is full of shit, and the place smells like urine. The beds are unmade and there isn't a surface in the place that is not decimated with pubic hair. Ours was fine. I have no complaints. Maybe when you call a place Dream Apartments, that's when you get shit. I have no idea. It's like if I call my next stand-up tour funniest ever, people go in and be like, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's quite the funniest ever, but sure, what can you do? But we stayed there, and then in typical Belfast fashion, I went and got changed and had to go back over to the venue and couldn't get a taxi for fucking love nor money. Could have walked, but you know, your boy was in a fucking pink Nike hoodie and the brand new fucking Jordans and stuff. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not walking over there, man. This is a big night for me. I'll get myself an Uber. Took forever. Belfast's not a real city, but sure, fuck it. But we got in. The boy started arriving and it was just hype as fuck. Shout out to our boy John Boy. He DJed at the Telegraph. It's just a different element. Once you get a DJ involved, spinning some hip hop, real DJs, and then you try and do anything else, you're sort of going like, where's my DJ? You know, you go sit down in some cafe for a sandwich. Where is my DJ playing my fucking tunes? I'm absolutely furious. But yeah, we got in, the boys started arriving, it was fucking hype as fuck. We play the videos, you know, get a bit of a sound check and stuff like that, then people start piling in, got the supports on, got Aaron on, got Woodsy on, they fucking killed. By the way, this live podcast will be available on Patreon on the £5 plus tier. And let me tell you something, Patreon is where it'll stay, because we recorded it, we had about 6 cameras going, and even mid-podcast, I was like, we can't use any of this. If it was a regular podcast and I had to title it, it would be called Mickey Cancels Everything, is what I would call it. It's my mistake, really. Because I thought it would be a good idea, you know, to get 3 bottles of Buckfast, and as them boys sat on the panel, I'd be like, here, cheers for helping me out, boys, here's loads of Buckfast, and they fucking cracked it open and started drinking it, and literally the fucking tone of it just Woodsy was doing the usual stock lines, you know, for not stock lines, just hilarious fucking jokes. One of the I'll not ruin the joke, but I'll tell you. There's one bit where, like, you know, if you could clone yourself and have sex with yourself, how would that be? And Woodsy said it would be like the Proclaimers. And let me tell you something, I nearly shit myself on stage. So there's plenty of that. There's just, we go into all sorts of shit, the Queen's Jubilee, what she may or may not be doing with a corgi. You know what I mean? It was fucking filth, but it'll be on Patreon. And it was a fucking good time. We had all the bells and whistles, man, with the CO2. It was flying up. It was fucking great. And we wrapped up. We got photos. COVID's over now, seemingly. And I decided I would get finally time to be like, let me start chatting to some audience members again, because we missed out on that for a long time. Used to do live podcasts, come down, take a bunch of photos, kiss a bunch of babies, and we just weren't allowed to do it for a long time. And then we were allowed to do it, and it still felt a bit weird, and then whatever. But I think enough time has been passed now. We were like, yeah, let's do a stop and chat with the peeps. And we took a lot of photos, and it was a good time. And we went backstage. And even in that space of time, like, I was probably taking photos for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And I went backstage, and the boys had 45 minutes more of drinking in them. So they were absolutely bollocksed. I walked in, Woodsy's doing some sort of, you know, like, T-Rex impression. Like, making this noise. And I was like, what the fuck were you boys doing in this space of time? Like, so anyway, we fucking, we wrapped up. And we decided that, you know, Maureen had a few drinks in her now too. And she was like, it's mom's on tour. It's my night. We're going out now. And we're obviously very close to Union Street. So we're like, let's go around to one of these clubs. Everyone just developed that accent. We'll fucking hit the dance floor. Hit the DF. And we went around to Boombox. Which, by the way, we got in free. Somehow, you know, we queued up and everyone was paying, and someone just stamped my hand and they're like, go on ahead. And I was like, what's going on? Just go on ahead, say nothing. And I was like, all right. And in this club, by the way, this is what we did. We walked upstairs, we paid in or got in free. We went and got a drink and went, Mickey was like, might go for a smoke. And we went downstairs back onto the street. And I was like, oh, we could have just brought our beer to here. We could have just walked in here, drank beer, smoked, and then fucked off. But we went up in the building, came back down. And we're chatting away, and even in there, you know, your boys are fucking hit in there, man. Not in a sexy way, but, you know, people are like, oh, I listen to your podcast, and I was like, oh, cheers. One guy had, like, gay Tourette's, you know, he's this guy who's just, like, you know, good-looking guy, pretty normal-looking, and then he would just, you know, explode with bits of gay, you know, he'd be like, all right, man, listen to your podcast, oh, cheers, and all, he goes, oh, can I get a photo? Yeah, no problem. He goes, hey, well, I got my dick out. Only joking. I'll get a photo with you, mate. Don't worry about it. Oh, I fucking suck you off. Like, literally, it was like fucking ticks. You alright, man? Fucking get a wee photo and all. You know, just get a wee photo. Is that alright with you? You know, you're fucking, yeah, pull a box. Yeah. You know? Oh, thanks very much. Can I get a photo? Yeah, I'll use my phone. Yeah, I might stick it on my arse, but. It's like, man, calm down. For fuck's sake. But let me tell you something. Here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. I have played several sports in my lifetime, right? I have played a bit of football. You know, I was around some bigger athletes. I have done judo as a child, which I did to a level, that sort of intermediate level, where it was like, I'm a sort of mid-teen, but I'm not quite an adult, so I'm thrashing the kids. Pause. But I'm not dealing well with the adults in it when it comes to scrapping. I'm getting fucking my ass handed to me and with the adults. So I've been around bigger people. Some of those people were bigger. I'm reasonably big myself. You know, I've played rugby. I've lifted fucking second rows in there that were fucking 6'8", 19 stone by the thigh, which has absolutely no purchase. And you go to lift them by the shorts. I'm like, no, it has to be the thigh. And you're like, there's fucking none on the thigh. It's like trying to lift a fucking barrel. You know, there's nothing there. Big guys, I've been around big guys. I've done jiu-jitsu, where you've had to deal with some big fucking guys taller than me, stronger, you know, thick as fuck. I've seen some big people. But I've never seen people bigger than the drag queens in Boombox. you know, people are going, oh, you know, see some wee twinkie fella, well, bet he's a wee drag queen. Nah, bro, these motherfuckers all look like they play number 8 for fucking South Africa. You know, this one come up to me, should have got the name, whatever it might have been. Joanna Buckme, I don't know what their names are. Comes up to me, he's out for the night now. And I'm like, yeah. It was like talking to fucking Kane from wrestling. Yeah, we're out for the night. Oh, I've seen your old videos and all the fucking Gary Henderson ones and all. And I was like, fucking sweet. Hopefully you didn't find it too homophobic. Otherwise, you're going to kick the fuck out of me. 6'8". 18 stone, bro. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And they were all like that. Okay, yeah, how are you? One of them looked like it was a bigger girl like me, you know? Hairy chest and all. I was like, fuck me. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Is this like the fucking full forward pack from like the Ulster A's? Who are these people? Fucking huge. Maybe that's what they do. They're like, yeah, you want to work in here as a drag queen? You got to have also like your security fucking thing. Badge or whatever, you know. You can also do, so if it kicks off in here, there's a lot of lesbians on the door here, might need a bit of muscle. Here's a fucking 6'9" drag queen coming at you. Wouldn't you shit your pants? Like, wouldn't you absolutely shit your pants? You're kicking off. Who wants to fucking go? Like, everyone's in fucking Dublin airport. Who wants to fucking go around here? And just, I'll fucking go. And there's, you turn around, and this fucking looks like Jessica Rabbit on fucking steroids, just goosh. Spear tackles you to the ground. Shut the fuck up with you. Hitting you with size 12 stiletto to the face. What size is the box when they get delivered? Order myself a wee pair of stilettos off ASOS there. Size 13. It arrives at the door. And like, would you get a 52-inch fucking flat screen? Nah, it's just my new shoes. Unbelievable. Big, big lads. But all in all, the live podcast was fucking great. Cheers for everyone who came out. We launched a tour the other day. If you want to get onto the tour, I would definitely get onto what is it? It's motherfucking, what is it? Shine.net. You'll find all the tour dates. We've got the SSE Arena coming up too. It's in October. Armageddon. We're taking the same approach with the production as we did with the live podcast. We're going big. We're doing videos. We're doing them things that fire up in the air. It's going to be lit. As fuck, bro. We also have, did I mention that we do have a, let me see, did we get questions there? Fuck yeah, bro. What was I gonna say there? We do have a limited run coming up at the Edinburgh Fringe as well, if you live in Edinburgh. It's gonna be, I wanna say, from the 5th to the 14th, something like that. And it's going to be me and Aaron every day, and we've got different guests as we go. So we've got like Kieran Bartlett, William Thompson, and Mickey Bartlett is our guest at different dates. We will release that officially. It's going to be fucking Litsville. It has been confirmed, but not released yet. So that's a bit of inside information, my guys. Enjoy that. We're hitting the Edinburgh Fringe like a fucking steam train. Which will be weird, because the first time I went was, you know, probably went a bit too early. Did a multimedia show. Here's a video. Here's a bit of stand-up. And didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But I feel like enough time has went past now where we could probably release that and sell quite a few tickets up front. And then turn up and really do some damage. It's 120-seater. It's going to be fucking absolutely sweet as fuck. We also got tonight, in fact, me and Shane are... We had a show build there. It was supposed to be me and Shane doing a double header with a special guest. The special guest, of course, being Kevin Hart. The man loves it. The man can't stay out of Belfast. You know, he's like filming something in America and he's like, man, I just can't go another day without a boojum. And they fly him back. But yeah, we're doing a gig with him. And it turns out, you know, I thought it was going to be me and Shane doing a double header, and Kevin Hart wanted to do a spot, but it turns out he wants to do a full show, so you will get 20 minutes each of me and Shane, and then a full hour of Kevin Hart. But what do you want for a tenner, man? It's a goddamn tenner to see Kevin Hart. You're out of your fucking mind. You can come and see us two wankers anywhere. Have you heard about the GAA catfish story that the two Johnnies discussed on their podcast? It's insane. I have not, but no one like people have not shut up about it. So I think when I'm driving up to Belfast tonight in my new car, by the way, yeah, boy, got a new car. Absolute. I mean, this is how busy I've been recently. Like cars are just fucking falling apart, running out of MOTs, can't get another one booked till fucking 2025. And I was just like, Maureen, we need a new car. We just need a car that works, that doesn't need fucking, you know, 6 weeks of work done to it before it's road legal. So we're selling a few. We got a new family car, big old dad boner of a car, which is, it's clean as shit, and it's going to be clean for like a day before I fill it up with fucking cappuccinos and McDonald's chips, so many that the seat won't slide back and forward. But anyway, we all have our problems in this world. Have I heard it? No, I'm going to listen to it tonight, because, yeah. And I also must reply, I'm going to write that down. Two Johnnies. I must reply to them boys because they reached out and we missed the fucking email to go on the Two Johnnies, so that's embarrassing. I will check that out, I'll report back, and I will do Podception where I react to another fucking podcast. Are you mad, bro? Can't wait for the SSE gig. Will there be other comedians open for you this time like before? Also, can we get merch at it? Yes, there will be merch. Yes, I will have comedians opening for me. Because the first time I ever did it, I decided I would do both halves myself, which was fine, but you're just there by yourself. So I think it's way more fun to just have a couple of people open, and then I do the an R10 whatever show. I'll probably get some of the buys now. Any particular music you're listening to these days? Listening to a lot of the Black Keys new stuff. Enjoying myself on that. What else was I listening to before that? Action Bronson put out a new album, and I was listening to the fuck out of that, and then we went to see him. But I find myself a lot of times, like, I'll be driving to Belfast or something, I'll just put a blue... Who the fuck is that? You know, well, that's a theme tune from Eastbound and Down. But, you know, I'll put on like a blues, like a classic blues playlist or something like that. Just got good driving vibes, you know. I think it's something to do with the sun coming out these days. Driving down the road, you know, fucking vaping away like an incel. But yeah, that's about it. I'm feeling kind of bluesy with a bit of fucking Action Bronson chucked in. And then I will put on like... You know, there's a playlist on Spotify. I love my 90s hip-hop. And I put that on. I was like, fuck this, I'm boring shit. And then just listened to it straight for about fucking 4 days. So I'm enjoying that. I'm really in the notion of, like, I'm thinking about, like, I might start... I would love software to, like, make beats. I would love to make some very rudimental hip-hop beats. Because I'm obsessed with fucking, like... There's some page on Instagram... And I can't stop looking at it, where the guy's like, here's the sample from the classic 2020 hit. And he play like, you know that fucking, what is it, that Skepta song? And what's his name? A$AP Rocky. And it's like, bro, I also beatbox, you didn't know that. But he plays this, some fucking Indian girl with a flute, like, and then he fucking speeds it up and turns the pitch down. It's like, and then it's the fucking song. And you're like, man. And then I was there in a wormhole for fucking days. Here's the sample from Kanye's 2017 hit, whatever. Plays another fucking sample. I mean, it was like that episode we did when we were going into Daft Punk. And we just went through the list of shit where they stole from. The thieving bastards. Unbelievable. What do you think is the most overpriced baby essential? Oh my God. Let me tell you something. It's like when people do things to do with weddings. It's because it's for a baby, costs a fucking fortune. The most overpriced baby essential. They're all pretty overpriced. If I had any advice for a new-ish parent, it would be, like, we bought a pram, and of course I was upsold like a motherfucker. I'm a sucker for it. He's like, was this shop in like fucking Armagh or something where like this old boy was selling us the stuff? That one there, you know, £850, but if you want it in all black, it was like he was selling me a fucking car. If you want it in all black, it'd be fucking £1,250. And of course I'm like, yeah, I want the all black one. And we did use it for sure, but we didn't use it as much because the motherfucker could walk pretty soon. So there's things like that. Like, you know, if you can afford it, go for it. But there's certain things where you're like, if you live in a fucking city and you're maybe getting on a bus or a train or fucking walking around town, you're not going to want the big old fucking poser, like, dickhead pram with fucking 9 bags hanging off it. Do you want the cup holder that goes with that? It's only fucking £75. Any old shit will do, because you'll be scraping fucking Weetabix out of it no matter what. Oh, what's this? What the fuck is this? So yeah, I'd say a pram, you can literally spend whatever you want on a pram, but you don't necessarily need, like, the best shit going. He split the shitter and punched Humphrey. What the fuck is this?
We used to hit the pub on a Friday night, get loaded, and then run home to bump uglies. I lived in a share house, and you never knew what you were coming home to. So the best way to get some time on the job was to start halfway home. So we get into the middle of this sport field and have at it for a bit. There must have been some ants biting her. So we jumped up and headed over to the park bench. Started cracking into it porno style with her laying on the bench. I'm railing with all my teenage stamina as a young dog does before he loses his nuts. At this point, she's wetter than a spastic's chin, you guys think.
Wetter than a spastic's chin.
Great call. She gets to the point of the big O, so naturally I up my game. I was already pinned in fifth, full throttle. Well, turns out this rig has 6 gears, so I step it up another click. Little did I know, 6 gear consisted of drawing back out a little too far. Turns out it drops your knob 1/2 inch as well. Now, I hadn't realised at this point I had a bit on. Anyway, I dumped the clutch and we went in, missing the main target and bombing a church instead. Zero the anal in under 1/2 a second. He split the shitter and punched Humphrey.
Who wrote that? Fucking your man Cummings? Is it Nick Cummings or something? The rugby player? He's like, was off like a fucking broad's naughty. Oh my god, yeah, the guy's having a real laugh with that. Split the shitter and punched Humphrey. You dirty bastard. You fucking... dirty bastard. Hold on, they open this other motherfucker here. Have it ready, Colin. Have it ready. Yeah. Learn how to podcast, bruh.
It's a little fine the distance between the sexes.
What the fuck is this guy saying? Back to the questions. Let's get serious. I think I might have sent you this before. Turn up the volume. Okay, here we go. This is probably some horrific video, although it is on YouTube, so... Oh, wait. The fuck is going on here? Yeah, bro, the fucking audio, and that's terrible for that. I mean, yeah, listen, not great for a fucking audio podcast. I don't know, some sort of racial fighting going on there. What the fuck is this? Rectal ejaculation study. Okay, let's get into this. Let's go for it, guys. Vice just to do good shit. This, oh my god, this guy is coming out of his ass. Coming out of his ass, yeah. This guy is coming out of his ass, bitch. Oh, Jesus Christ. Right, let's go for it, Vice. A man spent 2 years nutting out of his butt. Like, this is fucking... Honestly, they used to do good shit, and they're all like, yeah, we're going to Chernobyl. Oh, yeah, we're doing all this fucking mad stuff and, you know, behind enemy lines in fucking Ukraine. And now Vice are like, a man spent 2 years nutting out of his butthole before seeking help in a case that perplexed and impressed researchers in a study titled A Curious Case of Rectal Ejaculation. Harry Potter and the Curious Case of Rectal Ejaculation, published last month in Curious Journal of Medical Science. Curious? What the fuck is that? A team of the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston describe a patient who sought out treatment after 5 days of pain in his balls. 5 days? And 2 years of substantial amount of semen shooting out of his rectum. Okay, just the average weekend for most of you chicks.
Will you fuck up,
when the 33-year-old man went in for a CT scan of his pelvis, doctor saw that he had rectal prostate fistula. Fistula? Pick a different word, man. A rare condition where the body develops a hole that connects the rectum to the lower urinary tract and creates all kinds of problems, like shit in one's piss and vice versa. In this man's case, the hole created a new passageway for his sperm to travel instead of flowing out of his dick. I love the way this girl, like, she's all proper English. Develops a hole that connects the rectum and the lower urinary tract and creates all kinds of problems, like shit in one's piss and vice versa. In this man's case, the hole created a new passageway for the sperm to travel instead of flowing out of his dick, as he might expect. It took a hard left out of his anus. Oh, God. Fistulas like these are usually caused by trauma, chronic urinary tract infections, surgery, or cancer. So you've either been fisted or you got cancer the ain. This patient had an extended hospital stay 2 years ago, just before his problems began, where he was placed in a medically induced coma to recover from cocaine and PCP overdose. The researchers on this study hypothesized that an improperly inserted catheter during his hospitalization could have caused the trauma to his urinary tract and created a fistula. I mean, what a terrible name. Did they come up? Did someone go in there and be like, I've got a terrible injury in the anus? And they're like, you've been fisted and you've been fistulated quite vigorously, and I've got a hole from your pisser to your asshole. His doctors were able to patch the hole up with surgery, and he made a full recovery, back to spunking through his dick like a normal. I made that bit up. That wasn't in there, but it wouldn't surprise me. His doctors weren't able to patch up the hole. He made a full recovery. Although it's a super rare complication with to catheters, the researchers wrote that their case not only highlights a rare complication of catheter use, but also emphasizes the importance of provider mindfulness when utilizing seemingly benign therapies like catheters. It's also probably a good idea to see your doctor immediately if you start coming out of your asshole. Ah. Although it's super rare complication to catheters, the researchers wrote in their case, bro, there's no researcher in a medical journal writing like that. Like, in a seemingly benign therapies like catheters, it's also probably a good idea to see your doctor immediately if you start coming out of your asshole. I wonder, is that on the small print in the back of a fucking, you know, what do you put up your ass? Fuck, what do you call those pills you put up your ass? Forget the medical term for it, but there are people, if you read the small print, it's like, it's also probably a good idea to see, if you feel your heartbeat, you know, if you feel like a feverish or you've got a high heart rate, maybe you should see a doctor. It's also probably a good idea to see your doctor immediately if you start coming out of your asshole, bruh. I think I know what's happened here. I think to recover from cocaine and PCP overdose, what's happened there is some fucking full smackhead has went in, probably absolutely stinking, and someone's went, man, you're gonna have to put a fucking catheter in this guy. And he goes, are you fucking serious, man? We just picked him up off the street. He's disgusting. And they're like, just go for it, man. He's gonna shit all over the bed. Made me feel ill there. And they've just went, just shoved it on in. Guy's in a coma. Fucking full PCP addict in a coma, stinking crack, and they're just like, get it fucking in there, and they've just fucking jammed it on in. Ooh, fucking get it in there. I'm not spending any fucking extra time around this guy's anus. No thanks, man. Fuck that. Brutal. But anyway, guys, it's the one thing we're going to take away from this podcast here is it is a good idea that if you start coming out of your asshole, the guy's missing the trick. The guy should be in porn. You know, the guy's fucking away at some girl, and he's like, oh yeah, open your mouth, and he just turns around, and just fucking bacacks all over her face. Oh my God. I'm about to bust a big load. Oh yeah, why are you bending over? Skip the 16 seconds in. Niall or Geddes?
And today, we have a year-long compilation video. I want to tell everybody out there, happy goddamn New Year. And enjoy the Swing to the Sack Sunday.
I do not know what's going on there. Huh? Ian Visher.
Visher.
Hope you morning out here well. Have you had a chance to enjoy the weather this weekend? What a lovely question! Well, I'm currently sitting in here recording a podcast and the sun is splitting the flags out there, as they say. So yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for the question, man. Yeah, we are enjoying ourselves. Yeah. Okay, two more questions. There's some sort of unspoken annoyance towards Paddy Raff within the comedy squad. Not really. I think that we just move in different circles. He does his videos. He does his shows. He doesn't really, from what I can gather, much of a comedy club guy. I have no idea. But that's it. I've met him twice. That's about it. I mean, if I had a fucking TV show and selling out arenas, I wouldn't be hanging about comedy clubs either. Final question. Oh yeah, have any memories of the bong shop in the inn shops in Belfast in the 90s and noughties? The owner was something else. Yes, I do. I don't know whether we talked about this in the live podcast. Can't remember. So there was this like sort of head shop type, like little hippie shop type thing. A bit like Fresh Garbage, you know, they'd sell like fucking t-shirts and trinkets and, you know, fucking necklaces and whatever other bullshit. And they would also sell like bongs and stuff. And be like, hey, do you want this tall tobacco pipe? It's like fucking 3 feet long. Hey, you can enjoy your pipe tobacco in this motherfucker. But all I remember is the dude would not let anybody in the shop. Do you know what I mean? You would go in the shop and you're like, get the fuck out of my shop, bastard! And you're like, I have money in my hand wanting to buy this Linkin Park t-shirt. He's like, get the fuck, bastard! I think he just thought anybody under the age of like 30 was going to be shoplifting. He's like, nope, get the fuck, bastard! You're like, here's what I'd like to know, bro. What the fuck are you selling? How are you still open if you don't let anybody in the shop? And there's just a load of fucking skater kids outside, like Nirvana tops, looking in, being like, I just want to buy fucking skins. He's like, get the fuck, bastard! Get out of my face, bastard! I don't know if he shouted bastard that much. That was very much an improv by me. But yeah, I do remember it well. And do you know what? There's a throwback element to even just that type of shop, isn't there? You can buy a Nirvana t-shirt, Linkin Park t-shirt. You can buy Stained t-shirt. You remember the band Stained? Fantastic. You can buy a Limp Bizkit t-shirt. You can buy necklaces with yin yangs on it. You can buy studded choker. You can buy some sort of Indian dream catcher. You can buy some sort of t-shirt with Wolf. You can buy a small glass pipe for smoking, probably tobacco. And you can buy, what else? You can buy colored contact lenses for some reason or whatever. You can buy various types of tobacco smoking papers and filters. Can I buy them? No, get out of my shop, bastard. Was that all racist? I don't know. But these are memories that we have. Fun times, vintage Belfast. We're going to get the fuck out of here, my guys. We will have a Patreon podcast probably uploaded at the same time as this. It's the Jubilee weekend, guys. You know, get that fucking Union Jack over your back and, you know, lick the Queen's asshole. Whatever you want to do. I love a Queen, mate. I love a queen, I'm British. You speak to anyone in England? Alright, you paddy cunt. What? I'm a loyalist? What the fuck's a loyalist? Fuck off. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying yourself. Any excuse for a day off, you know what I mean? You can be, everyone's a fucking Republican until you get a day off and everyone's like, you know, they love it. It's all good. It's all good crack. But anyway, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Our other sponsor, Flow CBD LTD. If you want to get loose and loosey-goosey for the summer, go on their website and they're friends of the show and you can get 40% off if you use the code SPRING. fuck yeah, go do it. Get yourselves a ticket for the SSC Arena, Armageddon. We're going to go large. Get yourselves on the Patreon. We're doing a massive dump of this Sunday. Massive dump of content, vlogs, behind the scenes, live podcast, all sorts of shit, two podcasts. It's going to be lit. Get yourselves on the Patreon. There's various tiers. If you go in at a pound, you get an extra podcast. If you go in at anything above that, mainly a fiver, you get all the video content, etc. And £10 a month, you're just showing off, you motherfucker. But we appreciate the support. We love it. And that's it. Appreciate you guys. See you shortly. Take care. Enjoy the weather, man.
Will you fuck up, dude?